Sing the song, bro.
I have a dog and my dog's name is Cat, but you never heard a thing as crazy as that.
I think I have heard something as crazy. That's not that crazy.
It's a DoorDash commercial. Is it really? Song for PetSmart or something like that. Yeah.
A DoorDash commercial for PetSmart? Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
No. Oh. What do you not get? They deliver on DoorDash now.
For pets?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dope, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
I always said that when I got my own dog, I would name it Cat, and it didn't do that.
I know, and you had a dog that looked like a giant cat. Well, either like a giant. She looked like a giant everything.
But I feel like a specific
And she dog. Acted like a cat.
No, she looked like a giant rat.
Yeah, but like, she was not like, she doesn't really like to cuddle that much.
Yeah, that's the opposite of cats. Cats cuddle all the time.
You're kidding, right? Have you ever seen a cat in your
all
life?
All cats do is cuddle. They don't play. They don't
like. They don't want to be near you ever. They come when they want for 5 seconds and they leave.
Some cats do. Some Anyways. Cats are cuddlers and some cats hate everyone. Go sing the song. I bet you don't even remember.
I have a dog and his name is Cat, and I bet you never heard anything as crazy as that.
Okay, that's horrible.
How's it go?
I have a dog and my dog's name is Cat. I bet you never heard a thing as crazy as that. Hey guys, welcome back to Black Sheep.
Let's go, baby.
I'm sick still.
You're still sick? How do you feel?
You think I'm still contagious?
Probably.
So you're going to get sick?
No, it's been like, how long has it been? Like a week and a half now?
Yeah.
I think you're fine. Because like they usually say yeah, it's like a week.
10 days. So.
Oh, that's good.
All right, cool.
Hopefully.
All right, so... What's up, guys?
What's up?
Weekly recap? Weekly check-in?
Yeah, the weekly recap, guys.
Weekly check-in.
Weekly check-in.
I was fucking sick all fucking week.
So how do you feel? How was it? Tell us.
It was horrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe get the vaccine, maybe?
No. Maybe. Who knows? But, yeah, it was the worst that I've ever had COVID before in my life. I didn't lose my sense of taste or smell, but it was just, I just felt like I had a really, really bad flu.
And you were, like, bedridden?
Yeah, I had a, like, up and down, like, fever. Like, I would feel super hot. It started off, it, like, escalated super quickly within, like, one day. Like, I woke up in the morning, I had a dry cough. But I was like, I'll feel fine. I felt fine. And then, like, by nighttime, my throat hurt super bad. And I was like, shit, yeah, I'm definitely fucking sick. And then, like, over the next few days, I just had a really bad, like, cough. And then I had a really bad runny nose. And I felt like I had a fever on and off. The highest I got was, like, 100. I checked on my little thermometer.
Just 100 even?
Stuffed it up my butthole.
Is that the way to do it?
Yeah, it is. That's how you check. It's the most accurate.
I think there's different ways.
No, that's the most accurate.
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. No, I didn't.
Oh, gosh.
And,
Where'd you put it? In your armpit? In your mouth?
Yeah, I put it in my butt, and then I put it under my tongue.
Bro. That's how you get COVID, bro.
And then, Yeah, I was basically, like, in bed for most of the days, and now I have a really bad cough. I feel like I have to cough every 5 seconds, and I also feel like something's stuck, like, in my chest that I can't get it out.
Like what,
and
like a knife?
Kind of nasally.
Like sharp knife in your heart?
No, more like, like phlegm, you know?
Ew.
Ew. But, yeah. So.
Dang, so, and you're still kind of recovering then, so it's been a while.
Yeah, and now I'm just, like, depressed as fuck.
Why are you depressed?
Isn't that a thing, like...
No, you feel better now, bro.
No, but that's the thing that when you, like, get super sick for a few days, like, you just... It just triggers, like, a depressive episode.
For real?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard some people saying that, so I was like, yeah, that's a thing, because that's how I feel now.
Damn, I didn't know that.
But...
I actually looked sucks. Up because you told me about fever is, like... I've heard this, like, thing. I don't know if you guys have heard it, that it's, like... when a fever gets really high, it's a possibility that you can, like, burn brain cells and you could, like, get brain damage. When a fever gets to, like, 108 or something.
Whoa, you can get to 108?
You can get pretty high, I think. Fuck, that's insane. But I heard that's a myth. Like, you can get fevers that are that high, but it doesn't kill your brain cells until you're in an environment that is, like, that hot, not your just body temperature. But I think you could probably have some serious...
That's insane.
To get to, like, 108 fever? Yeah, you would probably feel, like, crazy.
Yeah, because I know the highest that I've seen people get, like, 102, 103, and they're, like, fucking dying, you know?
Yeah.
So 108, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you have, like, to be, like, in the hospital bed or
one something. 1 degree difference is, like, it makes a huge difference in your body.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What's the regular at?
98 something.
90.6?
Yeah. I checked myself multiple times. I would go from, like, 100 to, like, 97.3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really weird. I don't understand why, but I went, like, back and forth between those, like, two times. Hmm. Yeah.
COVID, bro. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Do you think it was, like, the new variant?
I think so, yeah, because it was different from, like, the other times that I've had it.
So you've had it multiple times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Why do you not believe me when I say that?
Get the vaccine, bro.
Bro, it's fine. Okay, I'm going to continue having it for the rest of my life.
And you're it's fine like with a that? Cold.
I mean,
I haven't gotten it.
It wasn't at this was that's what I'm telling you. Like, this time was the worst time I've ever had it. Like, the other times I was, like, kind of fine.
What if it gets even worse next time?
Oh. And then I'm going to fucking just go through it. Or go get the vaccine.
You can't, when you get the vaccine, it's not gonna be immediate, bro. Like, you can't be sick, like, I need the vaccine, and then they're gonna get it, yeah, and you're gonna feel great. Anyways, I was gonna talk about my mom, because Melissa, when we were setting up, she got a call and it says scam likely. Mm-hmm. But my mom, she gets scam likely calls all the time, and she calls them scam leakily calls because she doesn't know how to say it. She's like, me está llamando el scam likely otra vez.
Scam likely.
I'm like, what? Like,
what? Scam likely.
What is that? But it's scam likely.
Yeah. She gets them all the time. I don't know why.
She called me, or she told me that she was like, I got 13 calls from scam likely today. And I'm like, that's a problem. Like, I don't know. Like, what are you supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah. Block maybe them, she I should. Think. Block. Yeah. Maybe she should block them or answer it and see, like, you know,
what's up,
what the fuck is going on. Maybe it is like someone calling and thinking that that's the right person they're calling, but it's not. I don't know, I
was just, like, thinking about that too. Like, it's so fucking weird, like, the world that we live in. Like, we literally have, like, this little thing in our pocket that we get scam calls in, and people, like, take our money and shit like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that seems kind of like a movie thing that, like, would be in the future.
Yeah, that we get like the actual notification saying, like, scam. Hey, something that's about to scam you is calling.
Yes,
you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's so weird. Like, that shit seems, like, so, like, futuristic and, like, I don't know, something.
But not every time it's a scam. Like, sometimes your phone just says stupid shit, or, like, it'll say, like, unknown, and it'll be, like, random number, or it'll be a random number that you have no idea who it is, and your phone will be like, maybe so and so, or, like, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
have
yeah.
Seen that?
Yeah.
That, and I'm like, what? How does it know?
I don't know if I've ever had that happen to a call, but it definitely happens with texts. Like, maybe blank is texting you.
Mm, yeah.
But it is weird. I mean, they're wild out here. Technology's up there.
For sure.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. It just feels weird to think about it from, like, a way out here perspective. It's like, if you really think about it, it's kind of wild. Humans are OP, bro. Humans are wild.
What's OP?
Overpowered.
We're overpowered?
Yeah.
By robots,
we're just overpowered. Like, it just means like damn, like, when people say, like, oh, Goku's OP, you know, he's, like, too powerful, like, he's too much right now, you know. You never heard that before?
No.
Oh,
I'm not a TikToker.
It's not on TikTok.
Anyways, how was your week?
It's been chill. I've been hanging out with a couple friends. What did I do this past week? I went to where did we go?
So weird seeing you with tattoos.
Oh my gosh, guys, I got tattoos on me.
Like, it's just so weird.
That's why I wear long sleeves all the time, so you can't see them. But yeah, I went out with a couple of friends. We went bowling and we played some pool the other day. But yeah, it's been pretty chill. Recently, I was going to talk about, like, literally last night, I was driving, and then when I got home, the e-brake on my car snapped. So, like, I went to park my car, and then I pulled the e-brake, and it just went, pass, and it just snapped. So, I don't know what to do now.
Do you need that?
Yeah, I need it. Like, well, not because my car is a stick shift. Mm. Like, I can put it in first gear, and that's basically park. Mm. The thing is that, like, I looked it up, and it said, like, don't not drive your car if the e-brake is snapped because you could be causing, like, irreparable damage to your vehicle.
Don't not drive it.
Don't not. So, like, I'm kind of nervous about it, but some people are saying, like, if it doesn't feel like the brakes are messed up, or if it feels like the car's just driving fine, or if it feels like the car is, like, you just feel it, then if you can drive it, but get it fixed. But if the car feels like it's, like the brake is on, or if it's, like, something's going on, then don't drive it. Mm. But, I mean, my car feels fine. I think.
Oh, God.
But I'm going to fix it probably something up tomorrow or something. But, yes, I'm very worried about that one. Car problems, bro. Car problems. Hey, cars.
Can't relate. Fuck you. No, I just have a regular, normal car that never breaks down, and it's very reliable, and I love her. Cocaina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just crash her into everything. I bet she loves you. I bet she loves you so much.
She has a couple bumps and scratches. Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
She's dirty as fuck right now.
That's like, okay. Playing me. I think it's just the weather recently. Like, now it's like kind of sunny, so now is the time to wash your car. But like, it's been foggy and raining. Like, there's no point. Yeah,
and my car's white, so it just gets dirty like really easily.
Yeah, but what I was gonna say was, oh, I recently went to the mall. Have you been to the Tequila Mall recently? How long has it been since you've been there?
South Center?
Yeah.
Oh, I just went a few days ago.
Oh, a few days ago? Mm-hmm. Wow. That mall, I mean, they got a bunch of new shit there at the mall, I feel like.
Yeah. Maybe I haven't gone in a while.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. They have a lot. They have a H&M, like, home store now.
Yeah, they got
a whole ass Urban Outfitters. They got a whole Doc Martin store.
Yeah, Doc Martin's. I went in there. That's pretty dope.
They got a whole bunch of new shit.
They got a Tilly's in there. And I haven't seen a Tilly's since I was, like, in Utah. Like, I hadn't even heard that.
Yeah, I never shop in there.
I've only been there one time before this last time that I've been in there. But it's pretty cool in there. I went there recently.
Yeah, they got a, like, new, like, restaurants.
Yeah, and they have, like, ice cream places and, like, I don't know, these cool, like, cotton candy shit. It's pretty cool.
They have the little roll ice cream.
Yeah, like, what is it called? I don't know what it's called.
The rolled up ice cream.
Yeah, thing. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I went there recently, and it was cool.
Just to shop.
To shop, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do when you go to the mall, right?
Yeah, I just shop, I guess. How are you feeling, bro?
My brain does not work. But oh, also, Archive 81.
Oh, did you watch that?
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
It was pretty good. I feel like at the end,
the only part that I didn't like.
If you guys haven't seen it, Archive 81 on Netflix, check it out.
Yeah, pretty watch good. It. It's pretty interesting. It kind of reminds me of like Stranger Things a little bit.
Yeah,
like the other world type shit.
This one's a little more scary though, I feel
This one's definitely a more like creepy vibe, not like little kid show vibe, you know.
Yeah.
What was it that I didn't like? There was something that happened that I was just like, what the fuck. It was when
part where the lady scratched her face off.
Oh my god, bro, that literally I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna have nightmares,
bro. That shit was intense.
Yes, like, it was so intense, the way that she was like screaming going. I was like, oh my god,
I was like, why the fuck is this nobody is getting up right
crazy.
Now
crazy,
like they just saw her like clawing her face off and they're just like, oh my god, she's like get up, bro.
No, I was like, oh my god,
I feel like that was so dramatic for like, I don't know,
it was traumatic.
It was dramatic.
Fucking watch.
It was dramatic, but I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they made it more of like a, well, no, I guess it was pretty deep. Like, it was a story within a story within a story. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The ending when he was, well, should I even say that or am I spoiling? Never mind. I'm not going to spoil it.
No, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
But did I just get a voicemail from Scam Leakley? What part was it? It was a part where I think it was when he was trying to save her or something.
Who, the main character?
Yeah. There was like a part where I was like, bro, why are you just standing there? Like, you could have also escaped at the same time or some shit like that. But I don't remember what part. I made a mental note of it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to bring that up because that part was dumb. But other than that, it was pretty good. I liked it.
It was pretty good. I think at the end, it was, like, pretty hard to follow if you're missing things. It's kind of like that one show, Dark. Remember that show? Did you watch that show? It's about, like, a guy.
I stopped watching it.
I stopped watching it, too, because
it got kind of, like, I stopped watching it because I was waiting for the next season to come out, and then I got confused because I forgot what had happened, and I was like, fuck, I don't want to rewatch it because it's, like, a lot, you know? Like, they go back and forth between time periods and shit, and it's just, like, a lot.
Well, that's
but
why
it was really interesting too. Though.
That's why I started watching it, because when the second season came out, I started watching it and I was like, "What?
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck's going on right now?"
Yeah, it's really confusing. Like, you have to watch it the whole thing from the beginning.
And I started to get those vibes like towards the end of the show, so I'm a little worried that, like, that's gonna happen on season two if they don't hurry up.
Is there a season two coming?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, there has to be, because he has to get out, huh?
Yeah. There's this. Can I talk about something like nasty as fuck?
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there's this video on Twitter, if you guys haven't seen it yet. I think it just came out, like, yesterday or a couple days ago.
Oh, God.
And it's horrible. Like, if you look, if you go on Twitter and just look up maggots, you'll immediately know, like, what's going on. And I'm going to show you the video.
Oh, no. I'm going to throw up.
Fuck, I don't even know if I want to show you, actually. It's so gross. Like, it's literally so gross.
Is it just maggots, though? I mean, maggots are gross, but they're not that gross.
Okay, I'm gonna cut this out, but I'm gonna tell you what it is before I show you it.
Okay.
Because it's disgusting. So I don't know if you want to see it. Like, I looked it up.
Does that have to do with a living human person?
Yeah.
They were, like, oh, they're eating them.
So, like, I looked it up because I saw that. I looked it up because I saw maggots was trending, and I was like, what? What do you mean maggots?
Twitter's so fucking weird, bro.
I looked it up, and then I was like, and everybody was talking about it, and I was like, I have to see this fucking video. What the fuck's everyone talking about? And then, like, there was comments that were saying, like, please do not watch this video. You will be traumatized. Just forget it. It even exists. And I was like, no, I have to see it now.
Man, it just makes you want to watch it when
and
they
it's
say shit like that.
It's fucking horrible, bro. It's horrible.
Did you have nightmares?
No,
is it traumatic?
I saw it today. Like, I saw it today.
Did it traumatize you?
It's pretty traumatizing, bro. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, my God. And when it traumatizes you, that's how you know it's bad. Because you watch the fucking weirdest shit sometimes.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even know how.
It's bad. Do you want to see it?
And they're going inside of her?
They are inside of her. They're already inside of her. Look, I'm just...
No, I don't want to see that.
No, you have to see it, bro.
Who in their right fucking minds?
You have to see it, bro.
No, I don't want to, bro. That's... What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know. Oh, did they delete it?
Oh, thank God. And they probably took it down.
Oh, no. This is it. I'm not... I don't want to see it again. So
I don't want to see it
click
either.
On this, click on this link and then you can see it.
I'm so scared. It's bad,
bro.
Are you going to play my reaction?
Yeah, you can play it.
I don't want to.
It's so bad, bro. Did you click on the link? Oh, there's no sound?
Yeah, there's no sound. No! Why is it fucking green? I don't. Oh my god.
Yeah, bro.
I
don't
even
want to
cry.
I want to cry.
Oh my god.
But you had to see it, bro. Okay, you had to. I had to see it. You had to.
Why do you
it.
Have to traumatize me? Just because you live or living your life with seeing that doesn't mean you have to put that in my head.
No, you do have to see it, bro. You have to. Isn't that crazy, though?
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Those people don't deserve to be alive. I want to kill them.
Okay, all right.
Both.
All right. Let's move on here.
That just made me just...
No, yeah,
I'm,
guys,
like, angry.
It's pretty bad, though. Like, it's pretty bad.
Bro, she... That's, like...
I don't know how that
happens.
I don't
care, really, about the guy. I'm more so worried for her. Like, how is she going to get that out? All of them. They're so small, too.
And how did they get in there? You think she put him in there, or you think she's, like...
No, there's no... No, they had to have fucking...
Formed?
Or, like... No! She had to have put
them
on there.
Oh, put them in there? That's a lot, though.
Well, obviously, they were recording it and shit, so obviously, they planned it out, and they're, like, plotting it, and they're, like, yeah, this is gonna get a good reaction.
Oh, that's horrible, bro.
Why would you put your... why would you put yourself through that?
That's horrible, bro.
There's no way that those are edited, right? Like, that's real. It's not like CGI. Like, they just fucking...
I'm pretty sure it's real. Hey, who knows? But I'm pretty sure it's real. But it just came out recently, so there could be some developments later on.
That's so weird. I just don't understand, like, why would you even want to do that?
Bro, the world, bro, it's wild. Humans are too OP, bro. I'm telling you.
No, that's not OP. That's...
some crazy
shit. That's something else. Something's not... They were dropped on their heads as babies.
Yeah, bro, that shit's wild. I couldn't believe that shit when I saw it. And I was like, no. I took it off and I started, screaming. Said, I was like, no, I cannot believe this. I have this ain't real right now. But anyways, yeah, I just want to share that with you guys.
Thank you for ruining my life.
Yeah. If you guys want to see it, link in the description.
No, don't watch it. Don't look it up.
Yeah. It's probably old news by the time you guys are seeing this, but it's pretty gross. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with people. Okay, let's move on because I don't even want to think any more about that.
Okay, moving on.
Has your tattoo been itchy or anything?
No, I remember you told me that.
Been chilling?
Yesterday, I went to get it touched up.
Which one?
All of them, both of them. But she was like, they're not ready yet.
Yeah, they're not ready. You have to wait till they're fully healed.
Aren't they healed already?
No.
How long does it take?
Like a while. It's going to start like peeling and shit.
I think mine already peeled, though. This one peeled.
Oh, that one doesn't look like it peeled. That one looks still dark and shit.
Feel it, though.
Yeah, but it's just not ready yet, bro. How are you going to tell a tattoo artist?
Well, I wasn't telling her. I was just like, is it ready? And then she was like, it looks like it's kind of shiny. Not ready.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fine. Yeah, this video is pretty funny. It's a TikTok. I want to show it to you guys because I want to share it. It's called Try Not to Cry. So.
Excuse me, sir. I think you dropped your wallet. No, I'm just kidding, man. You think that was a good old prank idea for my YouTube channel or no?
It's kind of old. It's kind of old.
Oh, yeah, I know, but you didn't actually drop your wallet, that's why. Did you get it or no?
No.
What do you mean? No, so I'm saying, like, did you think that was a good idea for my YouTube channel or no?
Like to prank stuff? Like to prank people and stuff?
What do you mean? No, because you know I said that you dropped your wallet, but you didn't actually drop your wallet?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, you think that would be a good idea for my YouTube channel or no?
Yeah, but what's the point of saying that? Is it like for like pranking people with the wallet thing or?
No, I'm basically saying like, you think that would be a good idea or no?
Yeah,
what do you mean? No, because you know I said that you dropped your wallet.
Oh my god.
You dropped it?
Yeah.
Did you get it or no? It was like kind of like a prank?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because you fell for it?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. As a prank. If it's a good idea as a prank.
What do you mean? No, I'm saying like, you think it would be a good idea for my YouTube channel?
Oh my god.
I suppose, yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what I'm saying, like, do you get it or no?
I thought I got it, but...
What do you mean? Yeah, because I'm saying like, I said you dropped your wallet, but you didn't actually drop your wallet.
I know.
Do you get it
or no? I know.
Because you didn't actually drop your wallet? So it was just a prank?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying, like, did you think that was a good idea or not?
Yes. It's a good prank. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm really lost right now.
It's a good prank for your YouTube channel.
No, I know, but you didn't actually drop your wallet, that's why. Do you get it or no? Because you didn't actually drop your wallet?
I didn't drop my wallet. No, I didn't drop my wallet.
What do you mean?
No.
So it wasn't a good idea then?
It is a good idea, that's what I'm saying.
I'm really lost right now. It's because I'm trying to be a YouTuber, that's why.
Oh my god.
Anyways, I thought that was kind of funny.
I thought I got it, but now I don't fucking know.
He's like, no, I don't know. I don't get it. Poor guy, bro.
Imagine having a conversation with someone like that for real.
I would be like, bro, I'm leaving. I'm not going to have this conversation.
Yeah, man. I would be done midway. I'd be like, okay, no.
He'd be like, every time he'd be like, no, you dropped your wallet. I'd be like,
what do you mean? What do you mean? I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh, you would just do it to him?
What do you mean? I'm just kidding. All right.
Anyways. Gosh.
Back to the regular scheduled programming.
No, that's going to go in the video.
What?
The TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Wait, what do you mean? I was gonna put the video like in the video, in the TikTok, you know, in the video after. Do you know what I mean? Like, you think that would be funny? Like a funny idea to put it in there in the video, or no?
Yeah, like as a prank.
Well, yeah, like I just put it in there because it's like kind of funny to see it, to watch it, you know, for everybody. I think it's kind of funny, right? Or no?
What do you mean?
Like. No, I can't. So what are we talking about today, bro?
What do you mean?
Stop.
What do you mean?
Stop.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Okay, guys. Back to the regular scheduled programming.
Yes. So today, what are we talking about, bro?
Today, we're talking about...
What do you mean?
Today, we're talking about... sleep paralysis.
We are talking about sleep paralysis today.
Yeah, super serious. Oh. Today, we're talking about sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis is when you have paralysis in your sleep.
It's very serious. It's not a joke.
And if you're experiencing sleep paralysis right now.
Call this number down here right now.
Yeah.
It's Melissa's number.
Don't put my number on there.
I'll put your number in there.
No,
bro.
Don't put my number on there.
Please. Wouldn't that be kind of funny though? Like, my mom's. As a prank?
My mom. No. She's going to get a lot of scam leaky calls.
But yeah, we're talking about sleep paralysis today.
My brother's very experienced in this, so he's going to take the reins. He's going to take the leads. The lead in this.
I mean, yes, that is true. I am experienced, but I thought you've had sleep paralysis. You still haven't?
Have I had sleep paralysis? No, I don't think I have.
I swear you did.
No, I just had that weird experience with the fucking...
What?
Fuck.
What?
Why'd you just put your gum right there?
Oh.
ABC gum. No, I just had that weird experience with my dream.
Oh, like the fifth Wednesday of the month?
Dream. Yeah.
Nice.
No one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about sleep paralysis today just because we thought it was really interesting. And I recently had... a very crazy sleep paralysis experience.
Today's the fourth episode of the month.
Fourth episode of the month. Oh my Check. God. We didn't even intro that at all.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you guys heard that.
So that's why we're talking about sleep paralysis.
You guys heard that creepy intro music in the like 30 minutes ago. We're good. It's a creepy episode this week.
Creepy episode.
But yeah, for this fourth episode of the month, we're gonna be talking about sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis is basically your body puts itself into a paralysis when you do fall asleep, when you're like in REM, rapid eye movement state or whatever, just so that you don't move around so much if you're like having some crazy dreams.
You don't act out your dreams.
Yeah, so you don't like act out your dreams. But like some people don't have that because like
they experience sleepwalking.
Yeah, they experience like sleepwalking. So, and it's also not an exact science. Like we don't really know what it is or how
it's
happening.
Did you hear that? What was it? It was like a... fuck, where did I watch it? A documentary or some shit like that, where the guy, he murdered his best friend.
Oh, fuck.
While he was like in a sleepwalking state.
Is this real?
And they like, yeah, went on trial and all this shit.
And what happened to him?
I don't remember. But yeah, basically, obviously he like experienced sleep like sleepwalking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people believe that he's lying and that he wasn't actually sleepwalking when he freaking murdered
Killed
her
him.
Because
oh, it was a her.
Yeah, like people think that he had a crush on her and people think that like
there's and are they
a
fucking
bunch of
roommates
shit
or something?
Yeah, like
oh.
Or no. She were they were roommates at one point, but I don't know if they were still living together at this point. But before it happened, like he was acting super weird and like she like found him like naked in his closet.
Oh, what the fuck?
In her closet. And then like she called one of her friends because she was like, bro, he's acting like super weird, like I don't want to be here right now, like he's just being fucking weird.
Fuck.
And then like she left, and then when she came back like the next morning or some shit like that, like supposedly within 5 minutes, he laid down, fell asleep, went into whatever it's called when you're sleepwalking, and murdered her. All in the span of like 20 minutes or some shit like that. And then he said that it was sleepwalking. So, I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. I forgot where I watched it, but I think it was probably on Netflix. I don't know.
I thought you were going to talk about The Nightmare. Wasn't that a documentary that used to be?
Yeah, about sleep paralysis.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, actually. It's called The Nightmare. And it has, like, a pillow on the cover of it, if you want to check it out. It's just about sleep paralysis and, like, people's experiences with sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. But it's a good one. And it talks about, like, the science behind it and stuff like that. But my dad, I think I've told this before, my dad gets it frequently. I think that's, like, I don't know if it's genetic or not, but maybe it's just stress-induced.
Yeah, for sure. So
maybe that's why. But I do get it. The last time I got it was, like, maybe a week ago, so I haven't gotten it since then. And before that, I didn't get it for, like, at least a month, I think.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty spaced out recently. I used to get it a lot. Yeah, I used to get it a lot when I used to, like, nap. I don't nap anymore because I'm a man. I'm a grown man.
I nap all the time.
I'm just kidding.
So what is it that actually people used to say, like, back in the day that sleep paralysis was? Or there's, like, this whole, obviously, conspiracy that, you know, has to do with paranormal, and it's not actually just, you know, scientific, and there's actually, like, a demon sitting on your chest or some shit.
There's a bunch of those because, like, I know that, like, in the documentary The Nightmare, they talked about how people see, like, the same people in their, like, sleep paralysis. So it's kind of like, how the hell does, like, someone see, like, the same shadowy figure? I guess it's kind of, but people said that, like, they see this man standing at the doorway. He's just all black. He's just a shadow, and he has, like, a top hat or something, or just, like, a hat.
Yeah, the shadow man.
Yeah, the shadow man or something. And, like, a lot of people report seeing the same shadow figure, but it's, like,
which is kind of weird.
It's weird, but it's also, like, there's a shadowy figure. Do you really remember if he has a hat or not? Or if he had horns or something?
Well, what if you do?
What if you don't? I mean, if you do, then it's like, okay, well, now you're kind of just, what if you just, like, dig into, like, the everything else now? Because everyone else seeing it, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I saw that.
So it got put into your head subconsciously, and now you're, like, seeing it in your sleep paralysis, what you're saying?
It could be that, or it could just be like you saw something and you're trying to remember what you saw, and then you see, like, you hear this other story and you're like, yes, I also did see that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could be that.
But anyways, the documentary talks about that, and they also talk about how people like see the same things during sleep paralysis, which is very strange. But then if you really go into, like, the deep side, you know, people talk about how, like, there's demons and, like, you need to clear yourself and cleanse your house and cleanse your soul and pray and stuff to make sure that he doesn't come and get you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I've never had.
I mean, people experience some scary ass shit during
scary. It's very scary, but, like, it's not. Well, I don't know. I don't think you could be.
You don't,
like,
think that it has to do with paranormal.
I don't think
all.
It's like someone's going to come and take your soul away from you. I don't think so. But that's scary.
Yeah, maybe. And then you just never wake up and you're in a coma.
Yeah, or you just pass away in your sleep.
Yeah.
But my dad recently, well, no, he has one that, do you remember my dad's story that he had? Like, that was, well, I don't really remember it either. I just remember that he said he had sleep paralysis and there was somebody and, like, they, like, grabbed his face when he was, like,
asleep.
Yeah,
and they
asleep.
Were, like, super up close and he said, like, they looked like a demon.
Yeah, and they, like, grabbed his face and, like, put their faces next to his face, like, face to face. Cara a cara.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, looking at him. And, like, shaking him or something. That's pretty intense.
He nearly pissed himself.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. That has never happened to me. I don't think I've ever been. No, yeah, actually, yes, I have been touched.
You have?
In this recent one that I had. It's pretty scary.
They touched you? No, really?
Yeah, in these areas.
In my no-no square.
In these areas down here, you know?
Yeah, show the doctor.
Show the doll.
On the sheep.
Back here.
Okay, anyways, so what happened?
So do you want to talk about this recent one, or do you want to talk about a past one first, and then I can talk about this?
Yeah,
one.
Talk about past ones that you remember.
So ones that I remember vividly from, like, a couple years ago, or a few years ago actually now. Jesus, so fucking old. You know how it be.
Yeah, when you're 30.
When, you know, when you're 30 and you think that 2015 was, like, I don't know, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're. Anyways. It was when we used to share a room together. We mostly shared a room together. And I feel like I would get more sleep paralysis when we used to share a room together.
Well, to be fair, when we were younger, like, you were scared of everything. And you were so scared. Guys.
Yeah, I was deathly afraid of the dark.
He was deathly afraid of the dark, but also, like, every time that he would go to sleep, he would make sure that he built, like, a little fort around himself with pillows.
Yeah.
Because he thought that the pillows were, like, a block that if, like, the monsters were trying to come get him, they wouldn't be able to touch him.
There was a,
like,
barrier around me.
They would be like, oh, my God, a pillow, and, like, just disappear because there's a pillow. Like, that's in his head, that's what made sense to him.
That's how it works, bro.
And he would not go to sleep if there was... If there was, like, an open space where the pillows were not fully bordering him, he did not want to go to sleep, and he was terrified that...
Damn, bro. How are you going to expose me like this, bro?
And also, sometimes he would be so scared that he would want to sleep with me, right? So he would come, and he would sleep in bed with me, and he would always be like, bro, are your legs stretched out right now? Do you remember this? Yeah, and if my legs weren't stretched out, like, because obviously I was taller than him because he's younger than me. Mm-hmm. And if my legs weren't stretched out, like, he wouldn't want to stretch his legs out because he would think that, like, if anything came to grab one of us, it would grab the one that has the longer legs, who was lower in the bed. So every time that he would go to sleep with his legs, like, bent, even though if he really wanted to stretch them, and I didn't have my legs stretched out, he would not stretch his legs out.
Yeah. And that happened to, like... Sometimes, even when we weren't sleeping together, when I was sleeping in my own bed, I would be like, hey, how are your legs right now?
You know? Yeah, you always, always, every single night, are your legs stretched out?
And she'd be like, go to sleep. And I'd be like, bro, I need to sleep, bro. Help me out here.
I was so mean to you, though, low key. She was just like, because I was so over him, bro.
She doesn't care. She didn't care.
I was like, dude, just shut the fuck up. Like, you're fine. And I would sometimes mess with him and be like, oh, the monster's going to get you. My legs aren't stretched. My legs are bent. It's going to get you.
Evil children. Evil child.
And he would get scared.
But yeah, I used to be very afraid. Yeah.
Why do you think you were so scared? Do you think because I forced you to watch scary movies and then told you to shut the fuck up about it?
I wonder if that is what it is. It probably could be something else.
Or my dad scaring us.
Yeah.
As kids.
It's a lot of...
a lot of traumatizing stuff you. And then telling you to stop crying about it.
To really deal with there. But yeah, that was funny. I forgot about the stretched legs thing. But I did do that. And I used to be like, hey, are your legs, like, tucked in or out? And you'd be like, go to sleep. And then I'll be like, I'm just gonna play safe and just tuck my legs in, like, what the fuck. Anyways, but yeah, I used to get sleep paralysis a lot more when I was a little bit younger, and when we used to, like, sleep in the same room together. Maybe that was just because I was younger. But the one that I do remember pretty vividly, there's two that I remember pretty vividly. One of them was, it was just this time where I woke up and I had sleep paralysis, and it felt like my body, like, I was laying flat on my bed because I sleep on my back, like, facing up. Now that's weird. But I sleep on my back most of the time, and sometimes I cross my arms and I sleep.
Oh, like, and you cross your legs?
And I cross my legs sometimes.
You're not supposed to sleep like that.
Yeah, well, I do because it's comfortable. But I think it's more prone to get sleep paralysis that way.
I think so, yeah.
But one of the times I remember is just, like, I was sleeping that way, and then, like, when I woke up, it felt like I was sitting up on my bed, like I was sitting straight up, but, like, my legs were still, like, on the bed. Like, I was laying down, but I was sitting up. And then I was like, and then, like, behind me, there was a closet behind me where we used to sleep at, and then I heard, like, noises going on back there, like, behind me, and it was completely dark. It was pitch black. And I would hear, like, noises behind me, and I was, like, freaking out. Like, I was, like, sweating bullets. I could feel myself, like, sweating. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I would, like, close my eyes and try to go to sleep. And I would, like, open my eyes again. But I was, like, still sitting up. And I would hear, like, people or, like, just, like, stuff.
You weren't able to move?
No, I wasn't able to move. And I was, like, sitting there. And every time I would close my eyes, I could feel myself moving back, like, laying back down again. But then I would hear shit. And so I would open my eyes again. And then it would, like, move me back up again. And I would be sitting up again.
What the fuck?
And then I would close my eyes and I would slowly, like, sit back down. And then I would hear something and I would get really scared. So I opened my eyes again and I would come sit back up. And that happened like 5 times before I finally hit the bed and then I woke up.
That's so weird.
It was very weird. And then another time that happened was I remember like sleeping and I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm having sleep paralysis right now. Everything's fine. Take a deep breath. Let's just close our eyes and see if it'll go away. And it didn't go away for a really long time that time. And I was like, okay, I'm really starting to freak out here. And I opened my eyes, and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know if I rolled over, like something like rolled me over, but I rolled over and I saw on the floor, like where my bed was, like next to the floor, I saw a bunch of hands like sticking up from the floor, and they were all like swaying like this. And it was just hands, like from like the forearm into the ground, mm-hmm. and they were just swaying like this. And there was a bunch around the room. And I was freaking out, bro. Like, I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, what the fuck? And I was like on the verge of like tears. Like, it's just scary. Like, that's just scary.
I think it's scary because you, like, I've never experienced that. Obviously, like, when you're sleep paralysis, like, it's like you're awake, but you're not awake.
Yeah, you can't move at all. Like, you're completely paralyzed.
And I've had things happen to me where I'm like in my dream and I know that I'm dreaming and I'm trying to wake myself up, but I can't. So I freak out thinking like I'm going to stay stuck in this state forever and I'm yeah. never going to be able to wake up. And that itself like freaks me out to where like I start panicking and I've literally like slapped myself, pinched myself, punched myself multiple times like in my dream trying to wake myself up because I know that I'm not awake. And it like freaks me out. So I can only imagine how even more scarier it is to,
when you just can't move.
Yeah, when you know that like you're awake, it feels like you're in your room, like your body just can't move and there's scary shit like happening around you.
It's horrible, bro. And it's kind of weird to think about that, like, I don't know. I think a lot of people experience this, right?
Sleep paralysis? Yeah. I think there's a lot of people, yeah.
There's a lot of people that experience it, but not a lot of people that experience it regularly. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, I've had that. But there's people that experience it regularly. And for me, actually, it has been pretty distant recently. But back then, I used to get it a lot, probably like 2 or 3 times a week. Now it's like once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. So it has been slowing down. But it's just so weird to think about that. Like, I have these night terrors. I never realized it's like these night terrors. I don't know why it happens. But recently, the one I wanted to talk about was, I actually wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. This one was pretty creepy. It was about, there was an old lady in there. She was touching me.
Oh.
Yeah. So, weird. Like, it says, it was a spirit of a disgusting bug-looking old lady. That's what I wrote down.
A spirit of a disgusting bug-looking old lady?
Yeah.
She looked like a bug?
So, I'm trying to remember because it was a while ago, but I remember because I wrote it down. So, what happened was I was asleep, and in my dream, I had woken up, and I was going to open the window because it was hot in my room. I usually sleep with the window open anyway. I was dreaming at this point, but I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got up and I opened the window. And when I was going to open the window, I saw there was a lady standing on the side, on the street, like, where my window's at, on the road. Mm. And she looked fucking weird. Like, she had, like, really wiry hair, and she had really big eyes and a small mouth. And she was old. Like, she had wrinkles, and she just looked disgusting. I think she had, like, like a lot of, like, brown. I mean, like,
brown. Black. Under eye bags.
Yeah, under eye bags.
A lot of shit under her eyes.
But they were, like, black, you know? Like, she hadn't slept in her whole life. Like, you know, go to sleep, maybe. Try it.
Close your eyes.
And then I was like, oh, my God. And so I would close the window. I was like, I'm not dealing with that right now. So I was like, fuck that. And I closed the window. And then all of a sudden, I heard tapping at my window.
Oh, fuck no.
And so in my dream, I was pretty brave because I opened the window. Like, I opened the curtain up to look. And the old lady was right at my window, and she was there. And I was like, what the heck? What are you doing? I don't think I yelled at her, but I was like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I was back in my bed laying down. And that was when sleep paralysis started. Mm. So a lot of the time, sleep paralysis for me happens when I'm having a lucid dream and then I realize that I'm dreaming. And then I go back to reality, which is sleep paralysis. Okay. I think at that time I realized I was like, I feel like I'm dreaming or this shit just doesn't feel real. And then I all of a sudden snap back into...
That's what I'm scared of because I feel like I lucid dream a lot. Like, it happens to me often where I know that I'm dreaming. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I start freaking out, right? Like, okay, I want to wake up now. Like, this is not fun anymore, but it never gets to the point where like I feel myself in my bed,
right?
Not being able to move. It's still like I'm just stuck in that like dream world.
Yeah, it's yeah.
But
it's
I heard that that's usually like that's how it happens to a lot of people is when they realize and then they're lucid dreaming and then it turns into sleep paralysis. Yeah.
That has happened to me a couple times, but this time it did happen, and then I went back to my bed. And I was laying down and I was looking straight. Well, not I was looking straight, but I was like looking towards my feet because I was laying down, you know, on my back. And then the old lady was in my room now. Mm. And she was in my room looking at me. And then it's very weird to describe because, you know, dreams just don't make sense at all. So like what happened was she was like, she was big and tall. Like she was a tall lady, like taller than me, I think, at the beginning. And then all of a sudden she started crawling onto my bed. I couldn't move, bro. I couldn't move this whole time. And I was freaking out. I could hear myself breathing. Like, you can hear yourself breathing. Like, it's almost hard to breathe because you're, at least my, how I sleep, my neck is like this. And I was looking down at the lady, you know? And I could hear myself, like trying to breathe, bro.
Oh, my God.
And I felt like I was going to pass out.
That's horrible.
And then, and then she started coming closer. But as she was coming closer, she started turning more into, like, a bug. And more into smaller. Mm-hmm. So what happened was she started coming closer and she started looking weird. And then she made a way into my rib cage.
Oh, God.
This is horrible, bro. So like she like came in and I could feel her. And like it was weird because I could see myself like in my rib cage. And I could see her and she was like pushing all the organs around, making space so she could live in there.
Ew,
so
bro.
Like she was like, I could see like my heart and she was like pushing my lungs aside and she would like grab onto the rib cage, like the bones of my rib cage, and she was like holding on and she looked at me like she was like, I'm in here and I'm gonna stay in here. And she would hold on to my rib cage like that. And like during this whole time I'm looking down, like looking at all my shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like I was having a for real like a panic attack. And then after she was just there chilling for a little bit, then I woke up and I turned on the light and I grabbed some water. And then I watched some YouTube shit because I was like, I cannot sleep right now. But
oh my God, yeah, that's crazy.
It was pretty intense.
And I think a lot of people think that sleep paralysis is, you know, has to do with paranormal stuff because a lot of people see super, you know, scary things.
Weird shit.
Or they see maybe like the spirit of someone who's passed away or something, right? Like a grandma or grandpa or something, and they're like, what is going on? Why are they in my room? Why can't I move? But the science behind that is explained that because you are in that state, your mind just starts freaking out, right? Because you're in paralysis and you can't move. And so the more you get scared, the more you start imagining scary things going on around you,
right?
And then you start panicking even more, and it's just like a cycle that your mind just creates.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, there actually being a ghost of an old lady in your room.
Right.
Type shit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, I mean, it's almost just like an intense version of a nightmare. Like, when you have a nightmare, no one's like, well, I mean, they're like, oh, let's look at the meaning. But not really. Not most of the time. It's just like, oh, it's just a nightmare. Like, ignore it. It's just something scary that happened. But sleep paralysis,
it feels like a real life like nightmare.
Yeah But like with sleep paralysis, people just get weird about it because it's just some more much more intense than a nightmare. Mm. But I mean, I think it's the same. It's just your
feel
mind
like it's actually happening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your mind is a powerful thing, bruh.
It's crazy. So you don't think at all that it has anything to do with paranormal?
I don't know, because I treat it just like a nightmare even though they're like very scary. But I wouldn't think of a nightmare as like someone's trying to like take my soul away from me or something, or a paranormal or something like that.
Because like let's say that you live in like a haunted house or something, right, where like shit's already happening, and then you never have experienced sleep paralysis, but all of a sudden in this house like you start experiencing it, and you like it happens multiple nights in a row and you see shit and whatever. Like I feel like in that situation I would think that it has something to do with something paranormal.
Yeah, it could be. If it's happening like super frequently, like every single day, it's probably a problem. And it's probably, well, yeah, I mean, you could go that way, or you could be like, I need to do something about your mental health, I feel like, at that point. But I don't know, it's something that dreams are just, we just don't know what dreams are.
Yeah,
so it's just touchy subject, I guess.
You just travel to a whole different universe when you sleep. You don't even know.
Astral projection. Would you do that if you could?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you think you would?
That's pretty scary.
Why? Because you don't.
Because you get lost, like Insidious.
And you won't be able to come back to your body?
Yeah, bro.
I mean, if you're doing it right and you know that you're going to be able to come back, I would do it.
But no, I mean, you got to just do it. You can't just be like,
it's not for sure.
There's no assurances here.
Yeah, then that's scary.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. But it's pretty cool, though. If it's real, is that even real, by the way?
Astral projection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. I think people, like, literally practice it. Like, there's ways, like, people, there's, like, steps to be able to do it. Which is the same for lucid dreaming, I think. And it's also probably the same for sleep paralysis. Like, I'm sure there is a way where you can
get that
experience sleep paralysis, like,
induce purposefully. It yourself.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I bet you could, but I don't know how.
I heard that it has a lot to do with stress and also, like, your sleep pattern. Like, if your sleep pattern is super irregular, which is why a lot of people experience sleep paralysis, like, when they're napping during, you know, the middle of the day or, like, stuff like that. Or if, like, you don't get sleep for multiple nights and your sleep schedule's all off and shit, like, it's more likely to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are ways that you could fucking do it if you really wanted to try it.
I know you can lucid dream. Lucid dream is pretty common, and, like, there's, like, steps you can follow to do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's scary.
What? Cause lucid, like, dreaming?
No, but I mean, like, yeah, well, I mean, when you start lucid dreaming, like, then you're not going to know what's real and what's not. And then what if, like, you're awake?
You do know.
What if you're awake, bro, and you're like, wait, hold on, am I dreaming right now? And you just jump in front of a bus and you die.
Okay, well, that's a little extreme. There are ways to be able to tell if you're dreaming or not.
Yeah, I know.
Like tapping your fingertips and counting how many fingers you have.
I heard that, and I've heard about the time thing, too.
Yeah, which I've literally never done that once in a dream. Have you?
Time?
Like counted your fingers?
Nope. I've never even looked.
That's like the last thing I think about.
The only thing that I...
I'm like too busy fucking running away from the zombie or some shit.
Yeah. It's because that's what they say you have to do. Like, you have to do it in real life so that your brain subconsciously does it in your dream for you.
Yeah, and then once you do it in your dream and you realize that shit's off, that's when you realize that you are dreaming, therefore... It's a lucid dream, and now you can do whatever the fuck you want.
But then sometimes you go into sleep paralysis, so it just doesn't work.
Yeah, and then you're fucking stuck seeing a bug old lady crawl into your chest, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, so it's up to you if you want to do that. But yeah, sleep paralysis is scary, and it's like, I don't know. It's very scary. Weird that shit just happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of times that people have that happen to them, but they also don't experience scary stuff. Like, they just experience the paralysis part of it, you know?
And they just kind of go back to sleep.
Yeah. And then they're able to, like, get out of it by wiggling their toes or some shit. How do you usually, like, wake up from it?
I do that. It usually happens when the thing that I'm experiencing is, like, coming to a conclusion. Or it can happen when I try to move out. I try to move away. Like, there's times where, like, it's very
more
weird.
Often do you wake yourself up, or more often does it just end?
More often I wake myself up.
Oh, okay.
Like, I usually try and move my eyes around, like, a lot, mm-hmm. because it's very weird to explain, but when I move my eyes around a lot, I can kind of go into a corner and then wake up that way. It's very strange.
Your eyes are gonna get stuck in the back of your fucking head.
Like, I kind of move my eyes around a lot, and then when I go into a corner, like, my brain just goes and I fly into the corner and I wake up, bro.
Isn't that
the wildest shit ever?
That's so weird.
It's very wild. But there's been times where I have moved, like, my toes around. But most of the time I use the corner technique, which doesn't really make sense.
And you have recorded yourself while experiencing paralysis, right?
Yeah, I have, but it's a controversial video.
Yeah, and very controversial. He recorded himself having sleep paralysis, and it's a video he put on his YouTube channel, and it went viral. How many views does it have now?
We'll check right now, but I think it's
millions.
It does have millions.
Millions of views on this sleep paralysis video.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go into the comments there, it's just a whole, like, whirlwind of comments.
Yeah. On a video that has millions of views, usually the comments are all over the place.
Pretty wild. What the fuck is going on right now? Gosh, am I awake right now? Let me count my fingers real quick. It has 3.7 million views.
Damn.
As we speak.
And why is it controversial? People don't believe you.
It's controversial because everybody says that I'm faking it, and they're like, bro, this ain't sleep. You can't move in sleep paralysis, bro. First of all, you're sleeping in the daytime. Second of all, you can't move in sleep paralysis. Third of all, what is that hairstyle? Cut that shit off, bro. Fourth of all, what's the other ones? They're like, who is this kid, and why is he on YouTube? And fifth of all, he just got paid for sleeping, guys. What the fuck is going on right now?
And did you actually get paid?
I got paid quite a bit for that video.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. But yeah, all of a sudden, everyone's just a sleep paralysis expert.
Yeah, in the comments, bro. That's just how, that's
you're
the
doing
internet.
This during the day, blah, blah, blah.
Like, everyone's an expert on everything on the internet. But yeah, I mean, sleep paralysis is weird and it's kind of hard to record it. Well, yeah, there's that one claim that's pretty valid. I think it's like, how are you going to know that you're going to have sleep paralysis while recording? And I did it during the daytime because of that specific reason, because I usually get it when I take a nap.
Yeah, that's usually more likely to happen.
But yeah, anyways, I don't even talk about that video.
I'm glad that I have not gotten sleep paralysis, and I hope that I don't.
That is strange.
I feel like if I do, I'm going to see some scary ass shit.
I feel like you are under stress a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
Yeah, I have a lot of nightmares, but not sleep paralysis.
Fucking weird. Got lucky, I guess. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about, or is there anything else we should talk about with sleep paralysis? Yeah, it's very strange, very weird. And if you guys want to experience it, there's rules. I mean, there's steps if you want to follow it, but you probably don't want to.
Yeah, wouldn't advise.
And then also, when you listen to people's sleep paralysis stories, you usually get sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I remember when I watched that fucking documentary about it.
And they told that at the end.
At the end, and I'm like, I'm scared as fuck at night, like, just thinking about it the whole time. Like, the more you think about it, the more you're likely to experience sleep paralysis. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, dude. So, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to this whole podcast.
But, anyways, I want to talk about, who's that editor? I mean.
Editor?
There's a behind-the-scenes person that works at H3. He's a guy. He has, like, blonde hair.
Maybe.
Yeah, him. He recently posted, like, a live or something on...
When he's having a conversation with his cousin?
Yeah, did you watch that?
I watched... I didn't finish it. I started watching it the other day, but I didn't finish it.
I finished the whole thing. It was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny. I watched, like, half of it, I think. And I was playing it while I was, like, doing my makeup and getting ready. And then when I, like, paused it. I didn't get to finish it, but I was going to finish it.
Bro, yeah, like, I clicked on it. What's his, do you know his YouTube name? So we can tell him later. Oh, yeah, Starkiller or something. He's, what is he on H3?
He's, honestly, I'm not sure, like, really.
He's titles. Behind the scenes guy?
Yeah, some producer or some shit, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's been on there a couple times, because I remember seeing it. He popped up in my feed, and I was like, this guy looks hella familiar, but I don't know who the hell he was. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked on the video because the title was pretty funny. The title was like, having a conversation with my politically incorrect
cousin,
like, and like, I'm going to get canceled or something. And yeah. I was like, this is kind of funny. So I clicked on it and I started watching and I was like, who the hell is this guy? And I was like, he looks so familiar. But it's because he had that one story on H3 where he got really high with that one girl. And he was like playing Donkey Kong or something. And I was like, oh my God, that's where he's from. Like, that's where I remember him from.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty funny guy. But he, that was pretty funny. He had like a whole like interview with his cousin Tim.
Yeah, Uncle Tim.
But it was pretty funny if you guys want to check it out. They like talked about a bunch of shit and like.
There was a part in the video where Tim was like talking about how like his ideal date with a girl, right, would be like to watch what's the show, NCIS,
some crime show.
And then he was like, and if they don't like that, then
they're gonna cook me some food or
something. She can go into the kitchen and make me something to eat or something like that. And he was like, okay. We're going into cancel territory.
He's so worried about getting canceled.
Yeah,
it was funny.
He shared a few stories about that cousin on H3, so when I saw him post that, I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, all the comments were like, get get Cousin Tim on, like, you know, H3. Mm-hmm. Like, we need him on H3. But it was funny because... Yeah. It was funny because... Oh, there was this one time where he was like... He's like, tell him about that one story about the guy that you killed. And he's like...
The guy that I buried?
Yeah, the guy that I buried. And he's like, no, the other guy, one.
The guy you drowned.
I'm like, what's going on right now, bro?
I'm sure he's killed multiple people in his life. Like, I don't think that's a joke.
For real?
Yeah, bro. Like,
oh, shit. I thought it was a joke.
No, it's not.
That's wild.
Yeah, he's crazy.
It was pretty funny. He was like, and then he had another cousin that came on the live. And he was like.
Oh, he did?
I didn't see that. Towards the end, he had another cousin that came on the live. But it was like through like Instagram Live. Mm. So he was there and his name was Alex, I think. I don't remember. But he was like, we all grew up together, like them three, us three. And then he was like, but then Tim kind of went his own way. And then we became normal and he became how he is now. I'm like, damn, bro. He's literally right here. It's so funny. Yeah, that one was a pretty funny. If you guys want to check out that video, it's kind of funny.
Shout outs.
Maybe we should do a live. Shout out to
their family. What?
Maybe we should do a live.
With our politically incorrect cousins. Opinions.
Yeah, yeah. Who is in a critically incorrect cousin right now?
I don't know. All of them. let's just have a podcast with all of our cousins on here. With Edison and all of them, bro. That would be
jokes.
That we would get canceled for sure.
Oh. Then probably not then.
No, let's fucking do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. If you guys want to see a podcast with the cuzzos, let us know.
With the cousins?
We'll figure it out. We can do something.
Yeah, with our politically incorrect cousins.
Yeah, we'll just steal someone's idea. It's not stealing, it'll borrowing.
It'll be a trend. On YouTube now.
Yeah.
I so pale. I love that video.
Why do you love that video? It's not even funny.
It is, because she doesn't know she's live.
Yeah, but there's...
She's like, I so pale. She's like, she's alive. And she doesn't, like, register it in her head for, like, a few seconds. And then she's like, oh. And then she starts talking normally. Another girl cannot stop laughing. It's hilarious.
Yeah, first of all, she's incorrect grammar.
Yeah, like, why? I don't understand why she says it like that. She's just looking at herself and she's like, I so pale.
Hey, man, everybody makes mistakes, bro. Just kidding. But
anyways.
Yeah. There's other like news blogs that are funnier though, I feel like.
Oh, that one's iconic. Or the one where the lady was having a stroke.
Which one?
On live.
Why, how's that funny? Which one?
You remember?
The head the bet girl?
Yeah, the head the pet, the cat.
The head the bet.
Everyone was like, what the fuck? And then later she's like, yeah, I was having a stroke.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
And then it wasn't funny anymore, but it was still funny, you know?
It was still funny. Or there's that one where that lady, like, she's like stepping on grapes to make wine and she like falls off and she's like, oh, yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
That one's pretty funny too.
Yeah, if you remember these videos, I mean, you're a YouTube OG, honestly. Those videos are old.
Really, the grape ones are that old?
Yeah, bro, that's just old.
Oh shit.
Anyways.
Anyways, thank you for watching.
Thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for watching. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this episode of us talking about sleep paralysis.
We're wrapping it up.
Wrapping it up.
Wrap it up. Don't
wrap
forget.
It up. Be safe. But yeah.
Watch out for those maggots.
Oh gosh, stop, bro. Why? I had forgotten.
I just remembered. Is James so in? I needed you to remember. No, I think he just came and grabbed something.
Damn it.
Left. He's probably gonna come back later though.
Okay, you got strong, man.
No,
what do you mean no?
I'm not watching that again, and I don't even know. I don't even have a Twitter.
It's okay, I'll send it to him.
No, please don't. Okay, anyways.
Anyways, yeah, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed that one.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on all audio platforms.
Yes, of course.
Everything will be linked down below in the description box if you want to check us out on there. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya later.
Peace out.
Peace.